This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Amen. Happy birthday! They look back at me like, what has he been drinking? But as it said in the first reading, it is only 9 o'clock. He's not drunk. It is the birthday of our church. We celebrate every Pentecost the birthday of God's church. God has a mission, and that mission includes a church. Sometimes we want to say that God has a church, and that church has a mission, but it's the other way around. The church is a simple part of God's mission. And sometimes we get into a situation where we think that there is a certain way that mission is supposed to happen, i.e., the way that we do church. Well, St. Joseph's, I've got news for you. God's mission is happening in Boynton Beach and in Delray Beach and in Boca Raton and in Palm Beach County. And for the most part, it ain't happening in the Episcopal Church. We like to feel like we are on top of the world in terms of the way that we are doing church. But when we look at God's mission and what is happening around us, there is far greater growth in mission and ministry than anywhere that we could say in our beloved Episcopal Church. We need to take a hard look at ourselves. We are trying very hard. Your clergy and your leaders pretty much work 24/7. We need to look deeply inside ourselves and to see where perhaps we are trying to create the waves rather than riding the waves that God is creating. I'm sure you're aware that Christ Fellowship has opened a place in the mall, Boynton Beach Mall. How many thousands of people showed up on their very first Sunday? The church down the street where Tri-Ti by Pat used to be. I don't like that church already because they took away my favorite restaurant. But I guarantee you when that church launches, there will be thousands of people present there. I think they should be here. And it calls me as your rector and it calls us as a people of God to look deeply inside and say, what are we not doing that we can work in accord with God to make the Holy Spirit more alive? Well, I want to look at that word today. I want to look at the word that we celebrate today. If I was to say something to you, you would all have a response, and it goes like this. The Lord be with you. And I love doing that at 7:45 because half the people still say, the Lord be with you, even though we're in right one, and the other half say, and with thy spirit. And of course, I think you're aware that the Roman Catholic Church as a denomination went through this whole turmoil of changing it all back to and with your spirit. But the meaning is the same. And it comes not only from the Old Testament book of Ruth, where Ruth was greeted with that greeting, but it comes out in Paul's letters in many places. He talks about the Holy Spirit, that which with we are called to be present with. He wants to remind his readers of the special human participation in the Spirit of God that we all have received. And he says it in the plural, your Spirit. Seems to be referring to something that exists or has been received in common by all of us. How many times do we say that on a weekly basis? You want to get somebody's attention at a church meeting. The Lord be with you. We say it here as we begin every crucial part of our celebration together, every call to prayer. But what I want to talk about today is maybe that we really aren't putting the actions behind the words. You know, this feast of Pentecost comes from a Jewish feast of Shavuot. I asked our resident Jewish parishioner how I pronounced it, and she didn't know, so I went and I looked it up. It's Shavuot. It's the feast, the first fruits, where they would celebrate the first fruits of the harvest. Well, we celebrate today the first fruits of the Holy Spirit. And we are promised, it's not that maybe, we are promised that we will receive every aspect of the fruit of the Holy Spirit when we receive Jesus. Those aspects of the fruit of the Spirit that are promised to us. Love, goodness, peace, faithfulness, gentleness, joy, kindness, patience, self-control. When we say to someone, may the Lord be with you, or when we respond and also with you, we are really saying, I have all of those attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, and I want you to be able to have them and display them as well. The trick is, are we matching our actions with our words to help to make that to happen? Love. Do we truly love each other? Do we love those who are different from us, those who are hard to love? Do we love and welcome visitors no matter who they are? Do we try to make their acquaintance so that we can love them? Do we put their comfort above our own? When I gather at coffee hour, am I looking for the people that I want to have the conversations with who are my friends? Or am I seeking out the person that might be at a table by themselves, alone? Perhaps lonely as well. Goodness. Peter tells us to support our faith with goodness and goodness with knowledge. Persons should benefit because of our goodness. What am I doing in my daily life to show forth God's goodness, peace. Is there peace between us? Is there peace within me? Could someone tell if they walked in here today that I have a peaceful soul based upon God as the source of all that I am and all that I have? Despite everything that might be going on in my life, could that person perceive that there is something about a peace that that person has that I would like to have as well? And I want to get to the source of that person's peace. And so I want to be a part of this community. Is that the kind of peace we share? Faithfulness. Is our steadfastness to Christ's church based upon an enduring loyalty that is true to God no matter what. No matter how mad I am at the clergy or the rector, no matter how much I don't like what the vestry is deciding, no matter how much I don't get along with the people in my small group or my ministry, no matter how much I don't like the music or the choices that they might make for us to sing, does above all of that my faithfulness to God come across? Gentleness. Do we exhibit care and protection for each other, for ourselves? Are we gentle with ourselves, with each other, and gentle with the gifts God has given us in the environment? Would someone perceive St. Joseph's as a gentle community if they came in here? Joy. Do we look joyous to an outsider? As someone waggishly once said, you say that you're joyous, well, you better notify your face. The joy that we have should exude forth from us. Look at the gifts that God has given us. When Bishop Friday was last here, he called this place the Cathedral of Palm Beach County. He goes to all 80 congregations and knows how beautiful the worship space is that we have been blessed with. We have been blessed with so much here, a beautiful campus, an incredible group of people who minister for and to us, a great outreach, a great music program, a great youth program. How joyous are we about that? Kindness. Kindness can be directed outward or inward. Are you kind to yourself? The great commandment calls us to love ourselves. Does that kindness to myself get reflected in a perceivable way? Am I kind to others? Do I show compassion and generosity to others? Patience. Are we willing to let others come along at each other's own pace? We are all on different stages of the journey, whether it be our physical life journey, all the way up to our spiritual journey. Can we be patient with each other in a perceivable way that will encourage that person to continue to move along on their own journey? How many of us can forgive in the biblical way 70 times 7? And then self-control. This is one of the hardest and perhaps includes all the others. It requires an inner discipline only manageable with the grace of God's Spirit to sustain us in our trials. Self-control. It requires constant prayer, constant calls for God to help us. Now, these are all challenges that we are given, but every one of those are aspects of the fruit of the Spirit that we are promised. They're right there already. Maybe we just need to be displaying it more. I've been going back a lot to our experience on Palm Sunday, when those fire trucks came up the driveway after the fire alarm went out and 300 people were gathered outside, and the question was asked, where's the fire here? And the response was, there's no fire here. I think there's a fire here. I think we just need to fan the flames a little bit. And as we celebrate this birthday of our church, let us continue to let the Holy Spirit be that fire within each of us. Amen.